Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Anglin. She helps people connect with their friends and family in spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body, optimizing physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing, and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. And I will be giving you her website when I'm finished reading her biography to you. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two decades, Elizabeth has helped both people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And to find Elizabeth, you go to elizabethanglin.com, and Elizabeth is spelled with a Z. Anglin is A-N-G-L-I-N. ElizabethAnglin.com is her website. So let me welcome Elizabeth. Elizabeth, it's a pleasure to have you with me tonight.
Thank you, David. It's really nice to be here.
Well, it's good to have you back. And we had a great show before. I'm looking forward to another one. And people just keep calling in. And for those that are on the line, we'll do the best to get to as many of you as we can, but we're not going to be able to get to everybody. So be forewarned and keep her website written down. Again, it's elizabethanglin.com. You certainly are probably, once you talk to her, you'll want to have a more in-depth reading, and that's the way to do it. Elizabeth, tell me a little bit about your communication with pets, because a lot of mediums don't do that.
Well, I started out as an animal communicator, and it came in almost as soon as I learned second-degree Reiki in 1994. Yeah, so, and I had been an animal communicator as a kid with a horse that I had, And I had mistakenly kept trying to do it with wild animals because I was so interested in what their lives were like and what they wanted me to know about, you know, being wild. And they really didn't want to talk to me, but I always could hear this horse that my first communication happened with. So it came back again the week after I learned second degree Reiki, and it came back with my boss's dog. And the dog was my boss was a veterinarian, a very famous veterinarian in New Mexico in the Four Corners area. And his dog Wags was the first animal that I heard in my adult life talking to me very directly. So, it was the first thing I ever did. And I worked with one of the vets at the clinic I worked in on horses for that time period that I worked there.
Is it just like having communication with a person?
Well, it's in your head, so you have to recognize that the message, you have to leave a space for it to receive messages. With Wags, he was so insistent because he had a skin condition under his collie fur. He had really thick collie fur, and he had gotten a skin infection, and maggots had started to grow out of it. And nobody knew because nobody could see it, and it didn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
And Wags was blind, and he barked a lot. Well, when I came in, I had to feed him one day when the vet had to go away to a racetrack, and I came in to feed him, and he looks up at me, and he's barking, I can also hear him saying, my rump, put your hands on my rump. And I realized, well, then he knows I have Reiki, and he's asking for Reiki. So I put my hands on his rump, where the skin infection was under all that fur, and I didn't know it, and all this energy started flowing into his rump, and I thought, well, old dog, you know, maybe sore hips, I don't know. And I stayed there for 5 or 6 minutes, but I had to finish feeding the animals before I went back to the office, and I told him, I'm sorry, I got to go. And he was really insistent, no, put your hands back on my rump. And I could hear it in my head. I could hear, it's still the voice you have in your head, but it was really, it was like, hey, pay attention to me. And it was definitely from Wags because he was also barking at me while he said it. So I told the vet, and he was like, well, you know, how would you know? Wags barks all the time. And I said, I just have a feeling he really wants some attention for his rump. And he went home and he found the issue. And then he really was curious what had happened.
Oh, I bet.
It was good. It was a good segue into being able to work with horses and race horses, and to get the experience of doing that and doing it in a veterinary setting and having validation, you know, yeah, you do feel this. Yeah, this does happen. We've got that too. And if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have been as confident much of the time as I can be, but I can never diagnose or prescribe anything. I can only say you want to check this information with your vet before you do anything else, please go see a vet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when did you start communicating with people in spirit?
I started getting people as I was doing more Reiki practice. I would get loved ones coming in while I was working, and I started in 95 really working as a Reiki master and working on clients. In 96, I opened a clinic, which I did part-time. And it was really in the clinic setting that I would end up having somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother coming through and giving a message. Or I would get angels, and then I would have 4 or 5 people behind them that were all waving and going, hi. And so I ended up getting the message that I was supposed to go take a spirit mediumship class in early 1997. And I called, and I was the last person they let into the class because I called like 2 days before it started. And so I really learned more about that practice of doing it as a sitting where you sit for people and receive evidential information during that class, which was at the Air Institute in Boston.
Oh, cool. Well, what can people expect when they do a reading with you, and what kind of information, if any, is helpful for them to provide to you up front?
You know, sometimes it's good to make an appointment for, if you want spirit mediumship, it's good to make an appointment in advance and to say the person's name. We can't guarantee that we will get them, but I normally can do something with second degree Reiki where I can connect with them. And if they're available, they'll say, yeah, I can come. Or if they're not, they'll say, I'm sorry, I'm busy doing something else. So I normally can do that. In regular spirit mediumship, they didn't really know about Reiki because it came from Japan and it boosts the signal. And it also makes it so that you can connect with any soul or spirit that you have a name for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different, but sometimes I'll just do it like a regular one and I'll ask for the person and I will do the second degree Reiki protocol for that person. So I can target who you want, but they still may not be available.
I understand. Yeah.
But most of the time they do come through when they can, or we get at least some message from them like, oh, I'm off doing this now, and I'm just not going to be able to make an energetic match, or not today.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to make an energetic match? This also works for telepathy. I didn't realize that one time I did a telepathic session with a woman who had Parkinson's, who was completely unable to talk.
Wow.
And it took, yeah, and her son was very persistent. We got one day and it was too windy here in New Mexico, and things were bouncing off the walls on the outside of the house, and I said, I really can't concentrate. We got another day and I got her guide saying, nope, we can't get her to you, we're trying. And then they said, tell him to try again. And so he tried again the next Thursday, and we got her clear as a bell. And I thought it was a spirit mediumship.
Wow.
But I didn't know she was in a body, and she had been out of it for 9 months, and she woke up the next day and became lucid for part of the next day, enough to see him and hold his hand and smile at him. And it was really lovely.
So. I love hearing a story like that. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go to the phone lines tonight?
Yeah, call with whatever. Unfortunately, I was telling David, I've done a couple sessions today. I have a little bit of a headache. I will do my best to be as clear as possible. I've done some clearing work before the show. I've been working a lot with animals and animals that have passed. I don't know if that will come through tonight for people, or if people are calling me about those things. But I do need names, and I need you to be specific about what you want me to look at in terms of subject. And I might ask you for a little more information if it's not coming in clearly, but I don't need a whole backstory.
Okay, so folks, keep it brief. And with that in mind, I guess we'll take the first caller, who is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Thank you so much, and it's very nice to meet you today.
Yes, you too. What can I help you with?
Well, I have a question about employment. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
Can I just have your age? What is your age, Wendy?
I'm going to be 66 on July the 6th. I'm technically 65 right now. So in 1 month, I'll be 66.
Okay. Yeah, you're wedged between my brother, my mother, and my best friend. So happy birthday.
you're in between all three of my favorite people.
So hold on, let me look.
May I give you some background?
Yes, you may. I'm looking at you working, but I don't know what that would entail. So what do you want to know about?
Well, I was offered a job through a temp agency for data entry. They pulled me off the job, and then they offered to give me another job on the phone for grievances and appeals, which I never wanted. And did not hear from them for 34 days, and they finally gave me a start date on Monday. Meanwhile, I applied directly to the company. It's Centene, and they actually offered me a good job that I do want on the 26th of last month.
Yes.
And this job is on the international road, 3 miles away from me. And I've been talking to HR, and I told them I already passed the background check. And then she contacted me today, and she said, okay, we found that, but now we need to confirm your education. And my high school will not provide a copy of my diploma, but they sent me a transcript, and at the bottom it does say graduation date on there. So I forwarded that to her.
Yes.
And I also forwarded transcript from my 1 year of college. Will this initially
it's good.
She said I would start on a Monday in June, but then she said maybe July. So is this all going to materialize? Am I really going to start with this job?
So So what I heard when you were saying the first part, before you gave me all the background, was no, not the grievances, go directly to the company. This is a job directly through the company. And you had already gone directly to the company. So let's see again if this is the right company, because I got, no, not that job, go directly to the company. And then you said, and then I went directly to the company, and I was like, all right. You know, that's awesome.
Oh, so the voice was saying, go directly to the company?
Yeah, they were saying, not that job, it's a job you'll get directly through the company. And they said it before you said you were going directly to the company. So hold on, let me just check if this is the one.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Hold on. It looks really good, but she's right. It may be July. It may be the first week of July. So you just need to sit tight, because that is the job that you want. And I can see you doing that until you're like 71, 72, until you really don't want to work anymore all the time.
Okay,
yeah, so that was what I was seeing. It initially was four to five or six more years of work, depending on what you want to do, and that it would be steady. So go ahead.
Thank God. And
enjoy.
Thank you. And so when will I hear that I definitely have the job offer? When will they send me the letter of employment, putting it in black and white? Would it be next week, hopefully?
It looks like the 11th. Because I just saw 11, but I know that's probably Monday of the week after, or it's probably, because the 8th is like Thursday, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. So it's going to be by the 11th, or it shouldn't go, maybe it's the 12th, but I got the 11th, and that's a Sunday, which is weird, but that's what I got.
Okay.
So by the 11th, probably.
And we're going to need to stop there, Wendy. It sounds like you've gotten a lot of good information, but we do need to move on.
Okay. Thank you both very, very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Our next caller is Karen. Karen, you are live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm wondering if you've seen, I'm doing a special project, like a trade show, and I'm looking for work. I'm wondering if you see someone calling me next week for more temp work or a full-time job, permanent job.
More temp work. I see more temp work. Hold on. You're gonna be. I see work, and it's probably temp work through the end of August, beginning of September, and then they're just saying you're looking, you're really looking for full time permanent after that. That timing comes in for full time permanent after the beginning of September, but
okay.
It looks like that the trade show or that temp work. Trade show, which I've done in the past, it looks pretty steady through the end of August, beginning of September.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot of shows coming up within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it looks like your summer. Yeah, you'll be booked most of the summer for those, and then the energy comes in for the permanent, and so you should take advantage of it and definitely look for what you want during that time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Sounds good. And I also had another quick question. I have a little rat terrier dog, and he's been looking in the corner. He just stares in the corner sometimes, and he's very quiet. And I'm wondering if he sees something, because he just, like, there's no TV in that corner, but he just looks like he's out in space.
He has something in the corner, but it's it's reminding me a little bit of a Doctor Who episode with the crack in the wall. I'm seeing what looks like a shimmery dark blue light. That was a light blue light in Doctor Who, but a shimmery dark blue light that almost looks like it just changes. It's almost like an undulating snakeskin pattern. Have some sort of temporal shift in your wall, but I don't think it's dangerous. I just think it's like, okay, well, FaceTime did something weird right there, and I don't see any being attached with it or anything like that. It's just a weird, something that he's aware of that moves, but it's in the wall, which is very odd. But I don't get anything dangerous. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's just a
weirdness,
just an anomaly. Have an anomaly in your wall. Sorry.
That makes sense because there's a lot of crazy things that go on in this building. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, and God bless. Okay. Well, moving right along, our next caller is Yvonne. And Yvonne, you are live. Hi.
Hi, thank you. My question is, do you see me keeping my SSI?
Hold on. Are you on disability?
Yes.
Or is it something? I'd say it's through the end of the year, and it does become a little bit squidgy. What's your situation that you know about, and I'll look at it more specifically.
They're just reviewing my case. I had it for 3 years, so I was just seeing that I got schizophrenia, so I was just seeing was it going to be still there for me to be able to get my check or not.
Well, you don't need to. I don't think you're going to have anything. I think there's going to be one other thing that they do at the end of the year, but you're definitely good. Overall, let me do a higher level because what I'm seeing is you getting more stuff from January, but I see you getting it to the end of the year, and then you get something in January from them, and then hold on. Yeah, you're good. You're good through the rest of the next 3 to 4 years, it looks like. And then because of political stuff or other things, that really becomes questionable. It's sort of like who's going to be the next president kind of thing, or what's going to happen with politics. So I would not perseverate or obsess about it too much. Here you're good. So, yeah, it'll be all right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Yvonne. Okay. Mary is next. Mary, you're live.
Thank you, David. Hi, Elizabeth. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I had a small electrical fire in my apartment about a week ago, just enough to send smoke alarms and some smoke and have firemen here. And I have three cats, one of which never goes out. And he must have escaped during that time. He wasn't hiding like I thought. Now, I have not seen him, nor has anyone in my building. There are several others in the area that the neighbors have just been kind of letting run wild. And there was a rescue group here actually said that, you know, they were going to take those. She said she hadn't seen mine. And then I also got an email from a lady who said she found a cat with a swollen belly, but she's not telling me where or any more information. She was supposed to send a picture, and she's hedging on that. There's just a lot of confusion going on, and we've had some really bad heat in this area and rain.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if he's still around and if I'm going to get him back.
Well, I get that he's hiding. I see a black and white cat. Is he black and white?
He's gray and white. He's
gray and
large,
white. Okay, could be that
white
I'm just,
with green eyes.
Okay. Now I could have hit the gray, but I get what you're saying. He's hiding. He's still around. He's very hot. He's a little itchy. He is finding food somehow because he's not that hungry. I get under an area. Do you have dumpsters in your area? And is there an under area? Okay.
Well, yeah.
You want to go around the dumpster
And I have been going there because there's a lot of trees there. Right. I've been looking in that area. There's a lot of trees, but they've been cutting trees and making a lot of noise and disturbance, and I'm afraid if he has been around, that may have scared him further.
No, he's still near dumpsters, and where it's not, and when it's not noisy, go and yourself and take something to sit in and take a can of tuna and sit and be quiet because he's terrified, but he'll be able to hear you breathing and smell you and hear you if you're there. What people sometimes do is they put out so much energy going, yelling for their kitty that they scare their own kitties away. But he's still alive and he's in that area, and you just want to go and sit and be quiet with food.
We've got, like I said, we've got these other cats, and when I go out with food, they follow me around, and we're expecting heavy rain for the next 3 days. Somebody thought I would have them back by today, but I do have people
go
now.
Go out tonight. Yeah. Keep looking.
Are you feeling him
and if there's another nearby. I just know where he is right now, which is he does want to be found, but he is hiding. So that makes it more difficult. And it's the kind of thing where it has to be the right opportunity for him to come up to you. And where there are dumpsters, even if it's not that particular, go and check that there are no other areas with dumpsters that you need to frequent as well. Okay?
I've got pictures posted and also on Craigslist. Do you think anyone will see them or spot him or anything?
Right now he's hiding. Right now he's hiding so much he's not really approaching anybody.
Oh.
He is doing, I am scared, feral kitty. So hiding.
So you're not anything either way about him being found then?
Well, I'm connected with him. I think it's going to have to be you, so you're going to have to keep going out. But keep going to the dumpsters.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. The rain and the heat isn't helping. I've been searching the whole neighborhood on foot and by car and just not turned up yet.
Yeah, just go to the dumpsters. Do you want me to check which dumpsters? Just go to the dumpsters. Forget the rest of it. Just go to where the dumpsters are. Because
all
you're
going
to waste a lot of time. Yeah. And go
somebody,
there, okay?
Another psychic told me he was near wood on sort of a patio, and I've checked all the patios in the area and the wood and didn't turn anything up. So,
well, he's under something, and that's what I don't know. Are there dumpsters near a porch, or are there dumpsters near stairs that could be wood and that he can be under? Because that's what I get, is under something in dumpsters. Now, I don't think he's necessarily under.
It's just a lot of territory to cover right now. But I will keep looking. I don't know. I've got other people looking.
Still alive.
Pardon? He's alive.
Still alive, so keep looking.
Wow.
Yeah.
And real quickly, do you see any financial help coming in this month for me?
What are you expecting?
Well, I was hoping that there was going to be a small one of these claim settlement things, but I don't know if it's going to go through. That was one thing. Then I thought about talking to a relative about the situation, which I really hate to ask. And not a grand amount.
You're going to get
a small amount.
Yeah, it's a small. I see a small amount between the second and third week of the month, and it is the kind of thing to just get you by. So
we'll help.
Go ahead and ask for it if you need it. Go ahead and ask for it because you will get it.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you very much for your help. Okay. Feel better, Dave. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Mary. You take care too. I will say a prayer for your kitty. What's the name?
His name is Squeakers because he makes a loud sound when he
sings.
And I've been listening to that, and it hasn't come.
I really feel for you. I had a cat that disappeared once, but he did come back. So I'm praying Squeakers will come back.
I've had cats disappear and come back, too. I've been lucky before, but he's a very frightened cat. He's only been a one-person cat. And he's
Well, it sounds like what Elizabeth is saying makes sense, then, that he's gone feral and that he's probably only going to come to you.
And there's been so many other cats, and there's so many trees being cut down in the area and noise going on. It's bad. I mean, there's just commotion going on, so I can see why he would hide. But I'll keep looking.
Well,
thanks for
you. Best wishes, hon. Okay?
Yeah, thanks. Good night now.
Okay. Good night. All right. Well, I hate hearing about animals that disappear like that. That's always provokes anxiety for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, our next caller is Ellen. And Ellen, you are live.
Hello, David. Hello, Elizabeth. I'm impressed with your ability to get in touch with animals. I have a foster kitty who's been with me a year and a half. His name is Thomas, and he seems to be critically ill. He's been to the vet, and we have diagnoses and so forth, so I don't want to bore you with everything. But I want to ask you, does it seem terminal, and does it? Is he ready to go? Is he prepared?
Yeah.
You're sitting here right next to me.
He came in, so what he's saying is, I came to be loved. I came to love and be loved, and I have had it. I have done it. It's like mission accomplished is where he's at with it. And when he goes, you will cry because you love him so, and you will be hysterical because you love him so, but it is real love. And that is what Thomas came here to do, be in half. Love and be loved, and it has happened, and everything is complete. So it's a matter of when you feel you're ready to do that. If he hangs on, you can hang on with him. If it looks worse for him, then you can let him go. It's really what you're ready to do. But he has done what he came here to do, and it has been successful. So he's ready.
Good. Would you mind if I asked you about his life before he came to live with me and whether he was happy or whether, because again, I don't know. He's a foster kitty. He ended up in the custody of animal control, and so I don't know his past.
He was tough. I get always searching some situations, but you know, there's one situation where he was in a family, but it was an unhappy family. He might have been a feral cat that they brought in. They had a little girl, but the father tended to drink and get verbally abusive and yell. I don't think there was any hitting, but there was definitely discord and distrust. And he ended up getting cast out or cast away from that place. He bounced around a lot before you, and it was not pleasant. And then coming to you, it was like, oh, I have love. I am loved. I have love. And he's found what he wanted. So it's like when you get your heart's desire, and it's the best thing in the whole entire universe. That's what he got with you, because before it was like always seeking and not finding.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. It's good for me to hear this. And he's been a good boy, and I just want to take care of him. But it does seem as though we're getting toward the time. Yeah, yeah. Again, thank you so much for the reading.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good night, Ellen. God bless.
Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye. I just want to let the callers know on the line we're not going to be able to get to everybody. Elizabeth is not feeling that well tonight, and so we're going to end the show early. We will take a couple more calls. And how's that sound, Elizabeth?
That would be wonderful. Yeah, David, you too. We're both like, okay, let's do it.
I'm fine. I'm deferring to you because I know it's not fun to have a headache, and it must be a bit of a challenge to do what you're doing.
I will try a couple more, and I'll let you know how I am.
Okay. The next caller is Ann. And Ann, you are live.
Thank you. Hello, Elizabeth. My legal name is Xana. I'm not sure if you need my legal name. And I have a question to you. Do you see a significant romantic relationship for me, either with someone I know already or with someone new? I am looking for a partnership.
How old? Can I ask your age so I can get the timeline and know where you are on it?
I'm in my 50s. I'm not very young.
Okay.
58.
Yes, you are 58. Okay, hold on. And you, okay, I'm getting that there's that you'll meet this person through a group activity, and so I'm wondering, are you involved in any groups, or
no,
are you just staying home?
I have time. I work with lots of people at work. We have many groups, but I've been there many years. Nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Most women come to this group activity. Yeah, so we just... It didn't happen, and
it's not going to happen at work. It's you're going to have to go out and join either a church group or some kind of group, you know, a volunteer group, something where you're doing something in the community that is it provides both community and friendship, but it can also be altruistically based. So it could be a spiritual group, it could be a church group, it could also be a community group with a spiritual basis. But they're saying if you do that instead of do what you have been doing, you will have a relationship relatively shortly afterward, within the first 8 months of starting that activity, because there is nothing wrong with you and you are not scary and run away. It's just you've not been doing you've been doing the same thing over and over and nothing's happening there. So this is find a volunteer group, find a group that sings to your, to what, you know, do I want to go out here and do things, or am I willing to take the time to do these things on a volunteer basis or get together once a week to go do something? It could be Habitat for Humanity. It could be feeding the elderly, like a, you know, what's left of Meals on Wheels, if anything. It could be a singles group, but it is definitely a group, and it is outside of work. It is not Match.com. It is not any of those things. It's a group.
So it's not any people that I met already, right? Because I have some male friends that I've known for some time.
This is somebody new. And you know, you do make good male friends, but you'll still have that ability. The person I'm seeing, I don't believe you know them. And you have two opportunities. If you don't like the first one, the second one will come. And that's within...
Second opportunity.
For partnership. If you don't like your first opportunity, the first relationship that you make, or the first dates that you have, there'll be somebody right after him.
Mm. Okay.
So, but you have to go. It's really time to get out and go see other people and go change up your routine, is what they're saying.
Mm.
So that's the guidance. Just get out, change up your routine, and go do something with groups of people.
Dating, internet dating, you know, like internet dating, I have more time for that. Do you think this would help?
No, I don't think internet dating will help. And a group thing is usually, you know, a few hours on a weekend. It's no different than internet dating. It just means that you're meeting people and you're seeing how they are with people and you're finding out how they are in the community without having to read their you know, their promos of themselves, which are often ridiculously ridiculous. That's just my opinion, but that's not what they said. They didn't say go on Match.com. Your spirit said to go out with a community group and find your person there.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Pick one.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. I'm going to go to area code 917. And what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Anna calling.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing service today for us, and appreciate it. And would like to know what you see for me in my love life, please.
On how old are you, so I can look at your timeline?
43.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. What happened last year? They're all laughing about something that happened at 42. Did you have a date with somebody in it? Or did you, like, let somebody go, or with somebody seemingly ridiculous? What happened? Because they're laughing at about something at 42.
Well, there is a guy that keeps coming back, and I don't know what to do with him.
Okay, that's what they're laughing about.
Okay, that sounds good.
So you're trying to beat him off with a stick? Is that basically it?
Well, I used to, but I didn't today.
Okay, good, because he's actually... good. It's like he's here. He came in at 42. That was what they said, and then they started laughing. So
okay.
If you didn't beat him off today, the suggestion is maybe you should stop beating him off with a stick, because he's good. He looks all right. He's committed. He keeps coming back, and you keep beating him off with a stick. So they basically, the way they started it was, well, you know, her relationship started at 42, and then they all started laughing. They said her next relationship started at 42, and they laughed hysterically.
Yeah, I met him like 3-4 years ago. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what they're laughing about. They're still laughing. They're not saying, no, not him. They're just laughing. So, That's good. I don't have anything else to tell you. See where that goes.
Okay. Okay? I'll keep laughing about it. Maybe that helps.
After all, this helps, Anna.
Yeah, it does. It's like there's, you know, he's. It's kind of like you have to relax. And I don't know what about him that makes you want to push him away, but you kind of have to relax because you're not relaxed. You're not being relaxed about this. So they're saying, relax.
Exactly.
He's actually good. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Anna, for calling. God bless. Can you handle one more?
Yes, one more.
Okay. I missed this caller. This is Diana. Diana, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Elizabeth, I almost called you Angela. What did I do that for? Okay. I'm in a house now. This is not about me. It's about the dog, Tita. His owner, Fred, died here. And I'm just wondering for everybody, is he around? We did keep Tita. Tita's, you know, gone through so many changes. And with people moving in and out, Fred being gone and... So, is Fred around? Does Tita know it? That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yes, and Tita
knows. Yeah.
And Tita knows that he's around? Well, then she shouldn't be so emotional over all the changes if she's still got Fred. That's my feeling. But then, okay.
But she, okay. You know, she's trying to protect. She's trying to protect. Like, she almost sees Fred as still being there, so she's kind of being protective. It's like, why don't you notice that you're doing this to Fred such and such? And it's, so she's actually being a bit protective.
head.
I do actually
If you want to find out where Fred's room was, because if you're in Fred's room, she's very protective, like where Fred slept, that would be, the area where Fred was, where she's most protective of.
And that's where she lives, in the hall. Okay.
Yeah.
She lives in the hall by
but
that
Fred's
door.
Okay.
The lady actually is in the hospital. The room's empty right now. Okay. Well, that is good to know that she knows that Fred's around. So animals can't really tell if the person is really dead. Is that sort of something?
No, they can. They know. Well, it's like it's somebody that's sentient that has free will. So, it's not like it's not. They're not gone because they're actually there. So, when you come down to it, the definition is, well, they're still there because their consciousness is still there. So they recognize consciousness.
Animals are just smarter than we are as far as knowing the consciousness is there. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't even worry about Peter. She's basically guarding Fred's things with all these so many changes around here. Sometimes I call it the bipolar house. Okay. All right. That was a great show. I hope your headache goes away. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
For taking my call.
All right.
Thanks for calling. God bless.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Elizabeth, would you stay on the line just a moment after I close the show?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So once again, folks, one more time, if you want to contact Elizabeth for a private session, go to elizabethanglin.com. Her last name is spelled A-N-G-L-I-N. So it's elizabethanglin.com. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.